Welcome to Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast. My name is Sophie Deans, and I'm here to bring you all things on self-care, self-development, as well as lifestyle tips and hacks to keep your life as simple and stress-free as possible. So let's make a start and join me on a journey of living a life with less stress. Welcome back, you lovely listeners. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter break. I'm a day late with this week's episode, and I fully took the opportunity to enjoy this long weekend and relax, kick back and enjoy some live music. I also hung with some friends, but I also got some good balance of having some quiet time at home with my partner and the pups too. So here we are today. I didn't want to rush in and feel overwhelmed trying to fit in 5 days into four, and I knew you would understand, so please forgive me for this slightly later episode this week. And slower pace of living is the way to go. But anyway, today I'm super excited to talk to you about the subject of today's episode. And it's involved quite a bit of reflection for me. And it's made me reflect on the transformation I've undergone in the last 5 or so years in my life, to become a more calmer, happier, more content individual, I guess. And it's one of the things I haven't really spoken about in depth, and that is hobbies. So I remember way back when I didn't have any hobbies at all. So, you know, I could cook, but I found it more of a chore. I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I couldn't bake to save my life. I didn't enjoy sports. And I think a bit further down the line, I did get a kind of involved in personal training, my personal training journey as a personal training coach, where I would hold boot camps for clients and for one-to-one clients as well. And that was more because I enjoyed working out at the gym. I've always had an interest in health and fitness, and it was more I was kind of looking to go into that as a profession. So I wouldn't say it was a hobby as such. Maybe it was, but that's probably the only thing I could relate to. And it wasn't until later down the line, before that, I didn't really know if there was anything I could say I really loved and had a passion for. I enjoyed eating out. I've always enjoyed dining out, trying different cuisines. But yeah, they weren't really specifically activities or hobbies, I would say. And I remember one day thinking, oh my God, I don't have any hobbies. I'm not sure what triggered it. I don't know if it was like, you know, when at the bottom of your resume, you're supposed to put some of your interests. And I was just like, I feel a bit boring here. I don't really have any. Or maybe it was like an icebreaker at work, or I can't remember what specifically it was. But I remember thinking, you know, apart from traveling, and who doesn't like traveling? I think everyone likes traveling, don't they? I feel like I didn't really have my own identity or passions. So after I became single and I was going through the famous or infamous Melbourne COVID lockdowns, I really had a lot of time to read up on books, do courses on personal growth and development, had heaps of time to journal and really discover myself, really understand the life that I wanted, the future I wanted. We all dreamt, right? I think that was the peak time of dreaming, because you literally couldn't do anything. And so I really, I guess, designed my life. What do I want to be doing when I get my freedom again? And my friends and I, we all had a few things going on that we said we'd like to do. We said, oh, you know, when we're allowed out of lockdown, we would like to do like a course in candle making, or we'd like to do self-defense lessons, things like that. And look, some things are still on our list, but I think, you know what, the most exciting thing is if you're at a place where you don't have hobbies, because that means you can go and explore so many different things and find out whether you like them and learn so much more about yourself, what types of things you enjoy and what things you don't. And it's a really good place to be at, because you have so many opportunities then to find your passion. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, I say this every episode, but you should. So if you don't, please give me a follow. But you will see that I go to aerial yoga roughly twice a week. And this is something my friends and I discovered. It was actually on a, I think it was like a 4 or 5 day trip away in the Mornington Peninsula, if you know Victoria. And we'd wanted to try it. We loved it. And then when we came home, we looked for somewhere we could do this on a regular basis. And because we took the opportunity to explore, I've been doing that, I think it's since 2021. And it's led me not only to find that passion, but I've then gone on to try other things as well. So currently I do aerial yoga, which is on the hammock shaped silk, but I've also tried aerial hoop. I've also tried the two single silks, and it's allowed me to gain so much strength, fitness, and more mindfulness. It's literally brought me so much joy in my life. It's allowed me also to explore my likes and dislikes. So I learned that I much more prefer the yoga aerial side of things because of the mindfulness, less so than the hoop. But I wouldn't have known this had I not tried this. And do you know what? I cannot imagine not having this hobby in my life. Or something else that gives me the same amount of joy and makes me feel this amount of achievement. It really adds to my life. And this is what I want to show in this episode. If you're someone that hasn't yet got a hobby, then I would like to inspire you to find something that will add something to your life and make you feel so much happier. I want you to find your passion. It's something that will add a bit more spice and excitement in your life, and it actually helps with having your own identity and on your path to self-discovery. So let's start. I've gone on a little bit about my journey, but hopefully that gives you a better idea. And if you're not convinced yet, I'm going to give you 7 reasons why having a hobby or hobbies can be beneficial for reducing stress, enhancing overall mental health and well-being, and boosting happiness and contentment. Not only that, but I'm then going to give you a list of 15 ideas for hobbies that you might want to try. And that isn't including all the examples I'm going to give throughout these 7 ways and reasons how hobbies can transform your world. Okay, so you should come out with so many ideas, and hopefully you can give them a go. And I would love to hear if you find something that becomes a passion for you. All right, so let's go through. Reason one is stress reduction. Surprise, surprise. On Stress Less Obsessed, would you expect anything less? When you are engaging in hobbies, it provides a healthy outlet for stress relief. So when you're completely immersed in an activity that you love and you enjoy, your mind focuses on the present moment. So it's actually doing something mindful because it's diverting your attention away from any stresses that you might be experiencing in your life, and therefore promotes relaxation. Your hobbies basically become activities of mindfulness. So if you struggle with meditation, for example, and it's not really your thing, go get a hobby if you don't already, because doing that and immersing yourself is a form of mindfulness. And if you think about it, if your life seems to be stress, 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 you spend your day stressing and you don't have anything to balance it out, how are you going to feel? Stress. I know that if I'm, you know, going to spend all day working, I'm going to feel tired. I need to balance that out with something to brighten my mood. If nothing changes, then we will consistently stay feeling the same. So when I'm feeling stressed, or if I have a low mood, I know that I need to do something positive and something enjoyable to rebalance that out, to lift my mindset, to shift it. And I'm not saying that is a cure for any stresses going on in your life. Obviously, we should be addressing those, but we do need balance. I mean, if you've obviously heard of the saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Well, I can completely vouch for that. I think that's completely true. So that's reason one. Reason two is mental stimulation. So if you ever start a new hobby and find yourself perfect at it, then you should 100% turn that into a profession. Because mostly when you start a new hobby, it involves learning new skills and knowledge. And this all helps to keep your mind sharp. Even though it can feel like a bit of a struggle to begin with, it's keeping you engaged. And this mental stimulation can improve cognitive function and reduce the risk of cognitive decline as you age. Like they say, if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, the third way hobbies can help transform your world is what I touched on a little bit earlier from my own experience, and that is a sense of accomplishment. So progressing in a hobby, whether it's mastering a new recipe, completing a painting, improving your squash serve, that's one I can relate to, it can give you a sense of achievement and help to boost your self-esteem. And that kind of reinforcement, that positive feedback, leads you to want to come back for more, to keep learning and keep progressing. These small victories contribute to a greater overall sense of well-being and confidence and self-worth. And look, these are all fantastic mood boosters. So you just need to remember that if you are having a disaster one day, don't give up, okay? And I remember when I first started aerial, there will be days where I aced every pose and every routine. And then the next week, I could not even do any of it. And yet I just did it the week before. I think the main thing is the bigger picture. You have to enjoy it and just keep going. Okay, number four is social connection. Not all, but many hobbies do offer the opportunity for social interaction. So it could be joining a book club, maybe participating in a sports team, you know, even attending a knitting circle. These types of activities are there for you to build connections with others who share your interests. And that can provide support, companionship, and even a sense of belonging. And this is something I even noticed at aerial myself. Now, aerial yoga is very individualized. You don't have to interact really with anyone else if you don't want to. Something I quite like, because I go there for my mindfulness, go in, come out. I'm very happy with that. I'm less of a sports team person, you might say. But I still noticed and appreciated this very early on just how nice it was when I walk in the door and you see familiar faces and you say hello to people, someone smiles at you, and just going to that place for so long, you feel really like a part of a community. It's something that just makes you feel a little bit warm and fuzzy inside. And for me, yeah, it really just feels like home when I go to my studio. I really do feel very comfortable there. And that's really nice. And even recently, I went to lunch with somebody who I've been going to aerial classes with. I think she's been going as long as me. So that's 3 years. And we've actually gone to lunch and socialized. And yeah, I can honestly say it's just positivity, positivity, positivity added to my life. All right, number five. I've kind of given this one away already, but mindfulness and relaxation. So hobbies like gardening, yoga, and painting, these can all promote mindfulness. They're encouraging you to focus on the present moment, cultivate a sense of calm. And these types of activities can also help to reduce anxiety and promote a greater sense of inner peace. Perhaps because these are more the sorts of activities you can do on your own. You know, my favorite type is when I can fully immerse myself in something without having to worry about what anyone else is doing and fully let go and focus on the task at hand. I also find creative activities like baking, candle making, chocolate making. These are all ones that I get right into and time literally melts away. And no pun intended there with the melting candles and chocolate, but it has a name when this happens and it's called flow state. And if you are a regular listener, you probably have listened to that episode because it's been quite popular. But if you haven't, please go and check out episode 13 of the podcast after this one, because you'll get to learn a little bit more about this tranquil immersiveness and, you know, what the benefits are and how you can cultivate that and experience it for higher productivity and overall well-being. Now, number six, this is to do with having a healthy coping mechanism, which is very important, I find, in life, okay? Engaging in hobbies provides us a constructive way to cope with negative emotions and stress. So instead of turning to unhealthy habits, some examples could be overeating, excessive screen time, you know, alcohol or drugs, you can channel your energy into something that's actually going to help promote that well-being and personal growth, rather than doing something that may simply be numbing your emotions and the negative emotions and not really proactively improving them. Sometimes it's about finding the motivation to start somewhere. I find that's always the hardest place to start, that kick of motivation. So I hope this episode is getting you a bit more fired up and excited to start to find a hobby. If you currently lose yourself on social media or you're just wanting something more in your life. All right, so if you have not guessed it already, the last way hobbies transform your life will be because increased happiness and fulfillment. So just summarizing everything I've mentioned before, pursuing activities that bring you joy and fulfillment is going to enhance your overall life satisfaction and happiness. Like, of course it does. Hobbies provide an opportunity for you to explore your passions, express creativity, and cultivate a sense of purpose outside of your work and outside of other obligations. I'll be honest with you, I never knew what I was missing out on, but now I do, and that's why I really want to share this with you and hopefully motivate you to find something that will bring you more joy in your life. And if you are like me, if you had given me any ideas back way back when, I probably would have scared myself out of trying them, talked myself out of doing them. And look, there are still some I've scared myself out of trying, but I think that's mainly because I know they are not for me. And maybe I was trying to find a hobby for the sake of it. So an example would be that I always wanted to join a volleyball team. But like I mentioned, I enjoy more soul activities than team sports. And I guess that's something I've learned along the way, and I've had to explore things to find that out. And look, I get it. It can take a bit of motivation and courage to try something new. And, you know, when you feel like the newbie in the room for a second. So I've got a tip if this is the case for you. I'd actually suggest starting with courses, you know, workshops perhaps. So you will find that these types of things, most of the people in the room have never done them before or haven't in a very long time. So everyone will be on a beginner's level, and that will help you to begin to build up your confidence. And hopefully you'll find it less intimidating if you then go on to try and join sports teams or classes. If that's your thing, it doesn't have to be that. Also, if you have friends that might want to come with you, that's always a great place to start too. But again, you don't want to be reliant on other people. This is about you and your self-discovery and finding out what you like and not just doing things just because the people around you are doing them. So with that, let me give you an additional 15 ideas of some hobbies and activities. And yeah, really get your taste buds flowing here. Hopefully something will spark your attention. Are you ready? Number one, hiking, volunteering, pottery, a musical instrument, or even DJing, wine tasting, knitting / crocheting, I've put them together, photography, Pilates, interior decorating, rock climbing, clay pigeon shooting, origami. I've linked a few all together here so you get some extra ones, but we've got surfing, kite surfing, paddle boarding, scuba diving. Then we have writing and poetry. And finally, a few bonus one at number 15, like wine making, gin making, cocktail making, even jam making, preserves and relishes. So look, I probably have given you nearly 30 ideas this episode in total. I hope there's one or two at least that sparks your interest. Just go out there and have a Google and see if anywhere does it near you. And book yourself in. Take that first step. And who knows, you may be really good at it, you may not, but it's all about the journey, right? Not the destination. So just to summarize this whole episode today, hobbies offer numerous benefits for reducing stress, enhancing mental health, and boosting happiness and contentment. by providing a healthy outlet for stress relief, promoting mental stimulation, and even fostering a sense of accomplishment. We can get social connections, we can feel more mindful and relaxed, and it's a really great healthy coping mechanism to kind of have an outlet which will increase our overall life satisfaction. For me, life is all about experiences, and that is what I value most now. So I hope I've inspired you to find yourself a passion to light up your life, and maybe even just find a second one or a third one, something just to add a bit more spice to your life. And I'd love to hear if you decide to take the next step to do so. Please share with me, either leave a comment or give me a DM on Instagram. And if you'd rather dive in and join the group, The Calm Collective on Facebook, we can chat there. The link is in the show notes. And I will catch you next time. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Stressless Obsessed. And thanks for listening. Until next time, breathe and stress less.